This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, February 9th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Last week, we saw a Chinese balloon cross U.S. airspace for 4 days before the American government, the American military, authorized to shoot down the balloon after it passed off the coast of South Carolina. So it was a little surprising on Tuesday evening to hear President Biden, during his State of the Union address, take such an aggressive tone about relations with China and defending American sovereignty. What was this episode really all about? Joining us is a gentleman who's been studying geopolitics and the military aspect of geopolitics for decades now. He is a Pentagon insider and the author of 2 books looking at relations between the United States and China with an eye to Bible prophecy, Alliance of Evil, and his newest book, Kings of the East. It's our honor to welcome back to 5 and 10, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Colonel McGinnis, you've been warning about the threat, geopolitical military threats posed by China for years now. How do you interpret the balloon incident last week and then this new piece by the New York Times about not only they're spying on the United States, but this revelation that they now have more ICBM silos than the United States?
Yeah, none of this is surprising. The Chinese have been robbing us blind of our intellectual property. Their human intelligence agents are all over the United States. They bought off a lot of people from the very top of this country through our industry and our academic institutions. They're incredibly aggressive. Most Americans don't understand that starting in 1949, when Mao Zedong took over the People's Republic of China, the communist Chinese regime, that he made it very clear that they, as a country and as a political party, were at war with the West. And they had every intention of overturning the West, America in particular, and taking over much of the world. And of course, that's the theme behind Kings of the East. And I go into great detail as to how they've used the leverage of their national power mechanisms to accomplish that. And they're making headway. You know, it's not as if we didn't know a lot of what's going on around us. However, we had people that were absolutely blinded by the notion that, you know, democracy and capitalism are going to just seep their way into communist China and take over and, you know, boot out all the Marxist-Leninists, and it's going to be kumbaya. Well, sorry, folks, that's not what happened. Certainly in 2018, when Defender Publishing put out my book, Alliance of Evil, I said there was a new Cold War going on. And now 5 years later, we see that we have a real shooting war in Ukraine that could very well expand beyond that. We have every indication that we're, I would argue, a couple of years at best from a shooting war with the Chinese. And then, of course, we have terrible problems in the Middle East. We have terrible problems even here at home. So, you know, things have really come unhinged. And it's, for some of us, it's not a surprise, but it's just tragic how we've been failed left and right by the senior leadership of this country.
So this is not a problem that developed overnight. Clearly, as you've been warning since the publication of Alliance of Evil and even before that, what has gone wrong in the West? What has gone wrong specifically in the United States? How did we get to this place?
Well, certainly being as naive as we were from the time Henry Kissinger recommended to Richard Nixon in 72 that he needed to make a secret trip to Peking, Beijing today, and, you know, really cozy up to Mao Zedong. And then, of course, you know, it go forward a few years. And when Bill Clinton, who was, you know, given the opportunity to become the president of the United States, and interesting, he went to Baden-Baden in Germany and to one of those secret meetings by, you know, some of these so-called organizations that influence the up-and-coming. And he was loaded up with ideas that China needed to become a member of the World Trade Organization. And, of course, I document that in the deeper state. And then China, of course, in the late 80s, early 90s, just took off like a a rocket in terms of economic prowess and grew tremendously in the coming decade, but at the same time became very corrupt. But it wasn't until 2013 when President Xi, then just a underling of the 95 million Communist Party members, was raised up to position to become the president and the leader of the Communist Party, because the old sages of the party realized that they had been corrupted by capitalism. And so now we have a Marxist-Leninist who is taking his third term, and his pronouncements at the 20th Congress this past October in Beijing were very clear. You know, world dominance is his objective, and they'll do whatever necessary to accomplish that. And then in the interim, of course, they have every intention of taking over the first island chain that includes Taiwan. And of course, that would necessarily include other important nations like Japan, the Philippines, all the way down to Indonesia. So we're faced with a very hegemonic Chinese communist that, yes, they have domestic issues. They have some economic constraints, but their military is far more larger than the United States. Their Navy is larger than ours. Their Air Force is about caught up. And now, you know, just this morning, we get the report from the U.S. Strategic Command that they have more missile silos than we do. And in spite of the annual report to Congress that the Pentagon submits, and in this most recent one, they said, yeah, the Chinese are rapidly expanding it, but we don't think they're going to be able to catch up with us in the near term. Well, this new report indicates that not only have they caught up with us, they may have surpassed us in terms of strategic throw weight. So this is a really an intelligence failure, I would argue, on the part of the United States. And, you know, given the person in the White House who doesn't seem to understand that, you know, the Chinese gave us the middle finger over the last week with this balloon escapade across, you know, from the Aleutians all the way past some very sensitive sites in Alaska, through missile silo, you know, city there in Montana, down by Whitman Air Force Base, where we keep all the B-2s, and then out the East Coast, observing some of our more sensitive sites along that coast. So, you know, they scarfed up all they needed, and they sent it back to China, and then all of a sudden we decide to knock it down with a AIM-9 Sidewinder, which I think in itself was, it should have been shot down by a 20 millimeter, because the Sidewinder likely, with 21 pounds of C4, likely blew up the more sensitive sensors aboard, and we probably won't know whether or not it was as capable as we may have thought. But this is just one fiasco after another.
One of the interesting factors in how geopolitics will play out for the rest of this century is changing demographics. China has now relaxed its one-child policy. Did that actually some years ago, but has relaxed its two-child policy to now three, because there are some estimates, demographers think that by some measure, based on their current birth rate, China may lose nearly half of its population by 2100. It's right now about 1.4 billion. It's estimated about 765 million by the end of this century. How does that influence the timing of China's move to become the world's dominant power?
Well, I think it's on a fast track, and that's why they don't want to wait much longer than they have to. Plus, it also explains the Belt and Road Initiative and leveraging other countries and mineral assets as well as populations around the world. And then, of course, taking Taiwan, you know, that gives them more millions of Chinese under their boot. And also the first island chain, which would, of course, give them more control over a larger swath of people. Demographics do matter. And you're right. You know, they've suffered, you know, from some very poor decisions in the past, which is fairly typical of socialist communist regimes. But now they're trying to make up lost territory. They recognize that those were bad decisions. They've undercut their human capabilities. And so they're trying to recruit through other mechanisms. And it's a frightening prospect, but I think it's very, very predictable what we're beginning to see. And I don't think that they're going to be stopped unless we get some true leadership in the West. And it's not going to come from Mr. Biden and his ilk. Hmm.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, he is a Pentagon insider, the author of Alliance of Evil and Kings of the East, China's Plan to Eliminate America and Impose a Communist World Order, both available at the Skywatch TV store. Colonel McGinnis, thank you again for your time today.
Thank you, Derek. Have a great day.
You'll find all of Colonel McGinnis's books at the Skywatch TV store, online at skywatchtvstore.com. Coming up, Tom Horn explains how the angel of death may be influencing violence here in our society. That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared.
It's racing toward our planet at this very moment. It cannot be stopped, and it's carrying the secret of America's, the world's, and your tomorrow.
When I shared what God had revealed to me about a worldwide destruction set for only a few years from now, some people responded with disbelief and some are terrified. Revelation 8 is unfolding as we speak, bringing not only wanton destruction, but also an ancient messenger heralding the arrival of the Great Tribulation period just before the second coming of Jesus Christ, a prophesied aeon that some people call the Great Tribulation period. Whether they want it or not, all of those on earth at this time are going to be forced to heed the warning of the messenger.
In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full in-time vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. But that's not all. We're also including Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV. So don't delay. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
This week on Skywatch TV, you get part one of Tom Horn's presentation for Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference called The Angel of Death Versus the Gift of Life, and reveals how violent criminals reveal to him the influence of the supernatural realm on their actions. Don't miss this week's program. You'll find our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can see it at our YouTube and Rumble channels as well. The address is here on the screen. Or better yet, add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. It is free and brings all of our video content right to your big screen. Better yet, download our free mobile app for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Because in addition to the video content, there's a calendar of upcoming events, important news updates three times a week, a donate tab if you are so led, and much more. All of that right in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phone, or tablet. We have apps, or rather links to the app stores for your device at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.